Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Okay, again, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of great products made here in this country. You keep the money here, right? You keep the workers at work here so they can pay their taxes. They can, well, I was going to say they can send their kids to school, but they can give the kids a good education. We want to make sure they have what they need to succeed. We want to make sure our kids have what they need to succeed. I mean, do you agree? So head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. I do not want to hear how expensive this stuff is, because if you use the promo code, you'll save a boatload of money, number one. Come on, think this through. You're going to save a boatload of money, and you'll get what it is you're looking for. All right? And robes, bathrobes, slippers, pillowcases, pillows. So go down a whole list of stuff that's available to you, and it's made here in this country. So it shouldn't be an issue. And again, you keep local electricians, plumbers, carpenters, roofers. People don't realize, I shouldn't say you don't realize. I should say you really don't think through, all the way through, all the benefits of having it local. You listen to Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you spend with me. How's that? More than anything else. Yeah, I'm that selfish. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And that's what I care about. Because I think we bring you the information you need. Or the information you should have. Once you do it, it's a whole different story. I don't really care. I mean, I prefer you use it out there when you're out pushing our issues or pushing for our issues. But, man, I am not, I've told you guys this before, I am not going to beat my brains out with this stuff. I have tried to help people get into office. I'm learning a lot. Let's put it that way. You know, I'm learning a lot how people, you know, act and truly how they feel about themselves. And this is the problem you have with some of these, you know, I used to get so mad at these elected officials. You would work with, you know, I'd work with them. Some of you have helped them get elected. And they turn into totally different people. When they get into office and they're there for a little bit, they turn into totally different people. So, you know, again, you have to make sure these people are solid before you even vote for them, before you even step out with them. And then once you step out with them, once you get them elected, don't walk away. You do it with me. A lot of people do it with me and others. You walk away. It's okay. You got it. You got what you want to take care of it. Well, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. I needed you to get in. I need you to stay in. I need you to open your mouth. You know, about things that are going on. Show them that you're in line with me or that I'm in line with the constituents. Right? I mean, seriously, I need you there for me. And they all do. And in more ways than one. One is to hold their feet to the fire. Man, they hate it when you come back at them afterward. They really do. So stay on them. Don't give up. And I need your help because when something comes up at the school board level, you know, there's a book that we have a question about, there's curriculum you have a question about, where the money's being sent, you might have a question about. Well, if it's just me complaining all the time, then it's just that Messina guy making noise all the time. But if you show up, then it's the constituents that want the answers. Again, back to water board, city council, dog catcher, school board. Whatever seats you have in your area, it's a big deal. Make your voice. If if you're just tuning in, you'll listen to Joe Messina Show on GCN. But somebody had said it earlier today, which was the whole bottom line with, you know, what are we fighting for? We're not getting anywhere. It's just getting worse. Well, to a degree, you're right. It is getting worse to a degree. But part of it is because it didn't happen yesterday. We didn't get into this trouble in the last couple of months, last couple of weeks, last couple of years. Right? No. It took decades to get here. And I know your kids are going to be out of school in 4 years, but you know what? Those other kids that are coming up, the kids that came in before, they're the ones that are causing you all this trouble now. Right? No, come on, think about it. They're the ones that have caused you all this trouble up to now. You need to make sure the right kids get in there. Not just yours. I know some of you said to me, well, my son's out in 2 years. So what? What about the rest of us? Who do you think is going to pass the laws that are going to decide what nursing home you're going to, what medicine you get, whether they can force you to take medicine at some point in time, whether they can force euthanasia on you? And don't tell me that's reaching. We're killing kids outside the womb. Are you serious? Don't tell me we're reaching. Or I'm reaching. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's really what you're being or trying to be anyway, I hope. Because you don't want to stir up stuff just to stir up stuff. It doesn't do any good. Doesn't make a change. Doesn't really do any good. If you're going to stir up stuff, let's stir up stuff that you can make a change with. That you can truly do something different. Right? So, I've just got so many stories. I'm excited because I've got so many stories to do. But, you know, I've been talking to you guys for a while about, you know, government programs. All right, I'll do it that way. I call them something else, but we'll call them government programs for now. All right? And once you become, once a society, once a group of people become dependent on the government to bail them out, help them out, to keep them from sleeping in the streets, yeah, I'm not talking about wiping everything out, but hear me out. There's no motivation to go to work, to get things done, to work for dollars. And I've got friends in business, it's happened to me over the years too, where you see a homeless person or somebody, you know, asking for money to eat, and you pull up next to them and say, look, I don't want to just give you money. I got some work to do in front of me. Sweep the front of my store, wash the windows in the front of my store, whatever it is. I'll give you some stuff to do, and when you're done, I won't just throw $2 in your box. I'll give you $20 for doing the work. 9 out of 10 times, they say no. Now, some of you can say, well, yeah, you can't force them to work. I'm not forcing them to work. I'm, you know, the Bible's very specific. If a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Yeah, that's the scripture that's actually in there. Slothful, lazy people, no, they don't fare well in biblical times. That's all I'm saying. Work with them. You make them dependent. You talk about slaves. If you are dependent on the government, if you are dependent on somebody for all your needs, tell me you're not a slave. Right? So violence now is erupting through the streets of France. Why? Because Macron is talking about making the raising the retirement age from 62 to 60. 2 years. Raising it from 62 to 64. Now, you know, they take care of you from cradle to grave, basically. And what is the tax rate over there? Like 70%? Something ridiculous like that? And they're looking at almost 2 million people hitting the streets. Well, 1.5 million, to be more accurate. And looking for violence to increase in the streets over this. Now, I don't know, you know, again, as we have found out, it's not always, it is not always, real people doing this. People haven't been paid to do this, right? But the clashes are intensifying because they can't afford to take care of these people. They need more money coming into the system. You got more people living off the system? It's kind of hard. Right? The riot police are running battles with demonstrators in the streets. And this is all because, I want you to think about this, 2 years. They're going to extend your work time out 2 years in order to make sure that you're not going to go hungry, you're going to have a place to live, you're going to be able to be taken care of medically. Look, you can play with it. This is, socialism doesn't work. It never has. It doesn't work now in the places it's implemented. People are going without. People are taking, you know, people go, well, Canada's got a health system for everybody. Yeah, it's terrible. People come over the border in thousands from Canada to get the work done that they need to get done. Why is that? If it's so great, why is it? I always say something about America. If the U.S. is so bad, so terrible, so disgusting, why are they risking their lives to come here? Yeah, help me out with that one. Anyway, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today said that when he came to the podium to speak, there were left-wing reporters that came running to him to let him have it. Right? They were giving him a hard time about giving Tucker Carlson access to the January 6th footage. Now, Democrat Rhino Media Complex collectively lost their minds after Speaker McCarthy gave Tucker that information. This was all never seen before footage. Footage that you and I would have never have seen if Democrats took over the Congress again. They're freaking out. And they're not looking for the truth at this point in time. They are berating the whistleblowers. They are berating this information being released to the public. And everything that the Republicans are doing, they're claiming, is not true and a lie. They're trying to discredit the whistleblowers. Now, what's funny thing about it is, Some of them are FBI agents that have been around for a long time. Right? Do you remember when that young man in the military, when the Republicans kind of tore him up, tore up his record? How dare you do that to a military veteran, somebody serving in the military? Well, let's see. You're doing it to the FBI members. What's your deal? I'd love to know. The newly released A6 footage, the part that they're really worried about, is it blows out their insurrection narrative. These reporters asked McCarthy why he chose transparency over politics in deciding to release the footage. I love that, right? McCarthy defended Tucker Carlson and said, look, transparency was his first priority. Each person can come up with their own conclusion. There you see the footage in its raw form. You decide what it shows. And true transparency is when you let people see what's going on. Right? He went on to say, or he actually went on to blast CNN for airing footage that put his security at risk. He said, I don't want CNN, where you guys actually broke where we were. This was a secret location. I don't know if you got concerned about that. Obviously, you don't. There's nobody, they don't care about your security. You're so worried about, no, this is me speaking. CNN, they're so worried about the security of those police officers that were involved in January 6th and others that were involved in there, but they could care less about Republican lawmakers. Right? When they broke, he went on to blast them for breaking the story about where they were at and not what they were doing. Show them to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank went before U.S. lawmakers today, facing questions over monetary policy amid a resurgence in inflation. Powell said interest rates will likely need to be increased higher than previously anticipated.
No matter what goes wrong in our economy, a global pandemic, a war in Eastern Europe, weather disasters, profits somehow always manage to go up. Workers are left paying the price.
Ohio Congressman Sherrod Brown. Powell added, while the economy slowed significantly last year, getting inflation down to the 2% 2% target will take more time. U.S. markets fell sharply after Powell's testimony. The Punisher is coming to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The Hollywood Reporter says actor John Bernthal will reprise his role as Frank Castle, a.k.a. The Punisher, in the upcoming series Daredevil Born Again. It's set to debut on Disney Plus in the spring of next year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be informed. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe saves you 30 to 70%. Head up there. You know, yeah. Listen, Valentine's Day shouldn't be the only day that you buy something nice for your honey. Right? All year long, you get a moment, you see she needs something, he needs something, slippers, maybe new pillow. You know, it's kind of hard when the woman is, deciding colors and what she wants. It's kind of tough to surprise them, right? But you should know. You should know what bathrobes would look nice, the slippers that they would like. You can always send them back. You know, that's another thing. So don't wait till once a year or Christmas or her birthday or maybe even Mother's Day. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe gets you 30 to 70% off. Get her something nice. Show her how much you care for her. God forbid. Anyway, we're talking about the McCarthy releasing those bids and the left coming at him big time, which I find interesting and amazing. And they're going to do whatever they can to make him look bad. Because that's information they don't want out there. Why would they want it out there? It blows your narrative up. There's nothing they can do about it. When you see it on video, what are they going to do? Say they doctored all 4,000 or 40,000 hours, however many they are? Now, remember that the Democrats were protecting Facebook and Twitter and so forth. Instagram. Protecting him big time. Yeah, you can't force him to do this. Can't force him to do that. You know, freedom of the press, whole nine yards, whatever, whatever. Well, that doesn't apply for more conservative people. In a major attack on the First Amendment, right? Now, the Biden regime is now demanding that Elon Musk explain why he gave journalists access to the Twitter files. So, somebody who owns a private business now has to tell the federal government why they chose to give information to anybody, for that matter. It's none of your business as to why I gave out information. Well, the Federal Trade Commission says, well, because, yeah, they're publicly traded, and they need to respond to these acts like bullpuckies. Funny how the FCC always gets in most cases, they don't get involved until the crap hits the fan, right? So in this case, I'm looking at this. They retaliated against Elon Musk. They demand he provide the names of the journalists and other documents protected by the First Amendment. They want to put Musk under oath to answer questions. If I was Congress, I'd have the hearing and say, come on over, FTC. You can have it right here. Federal Trade Commission has demanded that Twitter turn over internal communications related to owner Elon Musk, as well as detailed information about layoffs. These are all what goes on a daily basis at a company. But they want him to explain why he laid off people, that the staff reductions, all of a sudden they're worried, right? Staff reductions could compromise the company's ability to protect users, documents viewed. I mean, seriously? No, that's why they're on computers. They have computer security systems. They have checkpoints and logins all through the place. And all these other companies are having a billion workers working for them. There's always, how many times is your bank, who's held to the highest of standards, do you get a new debit card? Do you get a notice from them saying your account has been, or there's been 50,000 accounts that have been compromised? Where were they there? Nowhere to be found, I'm sure. Don't you love it? In 12 letters sent to Twitter and its lawyers since Mr. Musk's takeover in October. Look, this has been going on for a while. The FCC also asked the company to identify all journalists granted access to company records and provided information about the launch of revamped Twitter Blue subscription services. It's none of their business. No, it really isn't if you think about it. All these companies are doing something to make a few extra bucks. So Musk says, hey, listen, you want that blue check mark? We'll check you out, but it's still going to cost you money. This is outrageous attack on the First Amendment. I'm seriously, think about it. I mean, I can't wait until their attorneys get out in front of all of this. Really, seriously. So they can, for all intents and purposes, so they can stick it to them. Musk responded to Biden's regime to harass him again for revealing the truth. That the truth scares the crud out of them. You ever notice that? If they weren't so crooked, they'd be going, yeah, because look at, we do it. I do it. Publish whatever you want about me. I don't really care. I know what the truth is. The people who know me, that want to get to know me, that have known me for years, they know what the truth is. Musk responded to Biden's regime's latest effort to harass him for revealing the truth. Shameful case of weaponizing of the government agency. He's right. This is what communists do. Right? They use their power in the government to get what they want from you. It's just amazing. He went on to say the Twitter files expose the government's overreach and censorship of Americans. Right? And if you think about it, they also expose the state-sponsored blacklists. You talk about these far-left groups, far-left media, big pharma lobbying groups. You couldn't criticize vaccines. All the COVID garbage. You found out that Russiagate was really... Look, basically, at this point, about 90% of what Trump said were... they were doing to him, that you guys would call conspiracy theories, came true. We found out we're real. And you know, the sickness of the left is that even when you show them the proof, even when the person who did the act says, yeah, I did that, they don't believe it. Right? And so this is why I'm loving it. This is shaking them up big time. And I hope it does. I hope it makes them nuts. 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When you think about this, about what's going on, yeah, that's a tee off some of those people that are listening to find me saying something wrong. So let me give you something to think about. And that's always been the goal of the show. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about why are you a Christian? Why are you a Jew? Why are you Republican? Why are you Democrat? Why are you independent? Can you explain it? I can't tell you how many people I've talked to. People who espouse equity, equality, diversity, inclusion. They can't even tell you what that stuff means. They really can't. They're great buzzwords. Make them feel good about themselves. Right? Anyway. You know, what's the difference between Fauci? I'm not Fauci. Yeah, I am too. The Biden regime. Right? And the CCP. What is the difference right now? As you sit there thinking to yourself, God, I'm glad I live in America. I'm glad I live in the U.S. Why? Hey, you're getting close. Any way you cut it, you're getting close. They're taking more and more power away from you. And we don't seem to care. Now, Schumer apparently is willing to go on with Tucker Carlson, but he demands that Tucker first stops putting out those January 6 tapes. Why? Did you see him throw that baby fit on the Senate floor today? Out of his mind. It was like he was possessed by something. You ever see those kids you pull their phones away from them after they've been, you know, looking for 180 hours straight? And they lose their minds over it? So, and earlier this month, Schumer demanded Rupert Murdoch silence Tucker Carlson. The government getting involved. Wow. And I told you, they're doing it in your face now. They don't care what you think. And they don't care if you know. Show me your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold. And believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Show Machine, your host, choking on some fresh apple juice. Cool. Anyway, always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Talking about how Chuckie Schumer demanded, I mean, think about the pressure the government's putting on these people. Chuckie Schumer demanded that Rupert Murdoch pull, well, I don't know if he wants him to stop Tucker Carlson from putting out the January 6th stuff. He didn't ask, he demanded it. So Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, they sent Rupert, and I don't think they didn't call him, a letter demanding he censure Fox News hosts. Wow. Now, Fox News didn't listen, obviously. Tucker Carlson immediately exposed how many of the narratives, you know, propagated by the January 6th Commission, Democrats, it was total propaganda. The majority of what they put out there were just out-and-out lies. And they're afraid of seeing more and more and more of that, aren't they? Because, yeah, to your point in the chat room, this is destruction. Well, actually, I jokingly say, I guess it's not jokingly,
They're like locusts. They come in, they destroy everything around them, and then they move on to the next city. This is how they operate. Now, among these lies were Brian Sicknick being murdered by protesters. Right? Tucker showed the videos that he was unharmed. He walked away without a problem. He was not killed at the January 6th event. And then this, what was the guy's name? Jacob Chansley. That was the guy that looked like the shaman. Claiming that he committed sedition. They've got a boatload of video of the guy just walking around peacefully. All throughout the Capitol. Actually, even with Capitol Police talking with him, laughing with him, pointing to things. Right? And then Ray Epps, the quote-unquote patriotic whistleblower, perjured himself before the committee, said he left right after he texted his son, but it shows he was there for 30-plus minutes afterward. Right? But facts don't matter to Schumer. Actually, facts don't matter to most of the Democrats and Delos. They don't care. They don't care. They want to get their point across. They don't care whether it's truth or a lie. You know, Schumer kept repeating many of the lies. He demanded the Fox News censor Tucker again, accused Speaker McCarthy of treason. Treason! After giving Tucker the tapes. Really? So when you give, you know, when you're giving China some of our secrets, when you're giving some of these other Russia some of our secrets, that's not treason. Now, Schumer made these remarks on the floor of the Senate. Democrats, look at, they don't care anymore. They don't fear being exposed. We all know they're tyrannical and power hungry now. They're elitist. They demand total control. They demanded total submission. And Schumer wasn't even done when he was done on the floor. He tweeted out demands on Tucker Carlson and Fox News. Like he runs the place. This is what they were used to having under Obama. Now under Biden. Right? So this is Chuckie Schumer's tweet. To say the January 6th attack was not violent is a lie. Well, here's the problem. The lie is that nobody said that the attack or that the events of the day weren't violent. Yeah, there was violence there. No question about it. We can see it. We have video, remember? He says, the lives of my staff, my colleagues, the police, maintenance staff, reporters, and more were put in danger. By who? No, really, seriously, by who? Because the only ones that got hurt and killed that day, or I should say, first and foremost, the only one that got killed that day, that was a woman that wasn't being violent. Right? Who was in danger? Were they armed? Did they have, like, baseball bats, machetes, chainsaw? What happened? What did I miss? He went on to say that Fox News must order Tucker Carlson to stop promoting the big lie and stop defending the insurrection. Well, first of all, was it an insurrection? That's number one. Number two, they don't have a right to tell you that. Why are they so worried about their people? If their people are smart, as smart as they believe them to be, then they'll see through Tucker Carlson stuff, won't they? I mean, really, think about it. Chucky couldn't control himself again, like a puppy dog with a new toy. He said, I don't think I've ever seen an anchor treat the American people, the American democracy, with such disdain as Tucker Carlson. My God. I mean, Chuck, have you seen the way you talk to people? Have you seen what your party does to people? You talk about a party that treats people with disdain and hate, treats them like they're too stupid to know better? That is you guys. No question about it. He said, and then he'll be back tonight with another anchor segment. Rupert Murdoch and Fox News, they know it's a lie. They must order Tucker Carlson to stop. Yeah.
No. He said, I was invited to the Tucker Carlson show. I will agree to go on after Tucker Carlson admits to his viewers live on the air that he's been lying to them about the 2020 elections and about what happened on January 6th. Right. First off, he hasn't listened to Carlson enough to know what he has said. Right? Because I don't believe that. Some of you guys in the chat room, you listen to him more than I do. Has Tucker Carlson said that the 2020 elections were a sham? Or has he said there were issues? Because there were issues. The Democrats agree there were issues in those states. The state election officials agree there were issues. Right, was it Arizona or Georgia? I can't remember which one. 60% of their machines in a certain county were not working properly. Those are issues. But I guess that's all okay. Closed in their favor, so it was fine. He got beat up on Twitter. One person in particular says, you completely lied on the Senate floor this morning on how Brian Sicknick died and then called for a journalist to be censored for telling the truth. See, they have no sense of truth in lies. Absolutely none. I mean, think about that. As a U.S. senator that swore to uphold the Constitution, you don't have a freedom of speech as long as you can prove it's true. It doesn't work that way. As a U.S. senator, you called for a journalist to be censored. Because, frankly, as Joan Rivers said, can we talk here? He exposed your lies about January 6th. It wasn't a deadly insurrection. You're lying. Officer Sicknick was not murdered. You're lying. Yes, I'm talking about Senator Schumer. Ray Epps lied under oath that he left shortly after sending the text to his son, was there for 30 more minutes, egging people on. They've got the video. I don't know, how do you doctor that video up? You see Epps moving gates, opening doors, telling them where to go. Doesn't sound like somebody that wasn't involved to me. Right? Do you guys know that over 60%, almost 65% of Americans think that January 6th was staged by the feds? What are you doing to fix that? You know, funny how freaked out they get when mainstream media is not there for them to hide behind. Seriously. You know, and some are beating them up right now. The only issues that they have. I like this. Somebody called him Senator Schemer. That's great. Is you can't fight the truth. And that's why I keep telling you guys, stick with the truth. Stick with the facts. Don't jerk around. Don't embellish. Don't say more about it than you need to. Right? When this is all over, the shams that these people have pulled over the last 10 or 12 years, as it comes more and more to the surface, not that I want them to have this much power, but I think the Republicans are going to get move a lot more further along in the agenda that they want to do. And I'm hoping that we have the right people in place with the spines to actually make something happen and not just be loud and stupid, which is what they've been in the past. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, people. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. I mean that sincerely. Right? Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I'd appreciate it. We'll catch you tomorrow.